Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. We're so excited to have you join us today. Today, our guest is Wendy, and we are so excited to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited to hear your story. Where are you at now?
I live just outside of Pittsburgh in western Pennsylvania for the moment.
Okay.
But my husband, my son, and I are selling, and we're going to travel the United States full time and advocate for Lyme disease and share our story.
How cool.
Wow. Awesome. Goosebumps right off the bat there.
That's
amazing.
It's like dropping the mic immediately.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Let's get their attention from the get-go.
Yep.
Wow.
So tell me how did you get to this point? I mean, how did it all, I mean, this is incredible. You're going to do this, but where did it all start?
My Lyme journey has been up and down, dating back at least a decade or more from testing and from my symptom tracking. I learned at a young age to track my symptoms, advocate for myself. I kind of always had these rare symptoms, you know, rare diseases. So I kind of can see back now to 2013, I started to have some brain fog issues and some arthritis issues that got worse and worse. During that time, I was a successful professional photographer. I was spreading awareness on cystic fibrosis. My husband had lost his sister in 2009. And I just used that to help others spread awareness for that. And I had no idea what I was battling. I was just continuing to, you know, be a mom, be a wife, be a busy entrepreneur. And about 2014 was when it really, really started to set in for me. And I just woke up and I was really having a bad day. And I had everything in the world going for me. I had a wonderful husband. He had a stressful job. He was a police officer. But nonetheless, we had a wonderful son who, quite honestly, I never thought I would have with my medical issues. So things were great. And I woke up and I just felt like this is what women with postpartum depression feel like. And I thought, well, my son is 3 years old. How is this possible? And I talked to my husband about it, and I started looking into Lyme. You know, I was always Googling and looking and researching and finding any information I could get my hands on. So I started questioning Lyme. By October 2014 was my first emergency room trip with panic attacks, not being able to eat, you know, having all these tests that had no answers. And then it took 2 years from there of, you know, no answers, not really knowing what was going on. And I had met a woman named Jill through the cystic fibrosis work that I was doing. And she said, Wendy, I'm really sorry you're going through this. I think you need to look into mold and Lyme disease. I have this functional doctor named Dr. Shaw who's changed my life. And it's just been a whirlwind since then. I found functional medicine. I found alternative medication. I never really responded well to pharmaceuticals. So it was exactly what I was looking for that I hadn't found. And I hate to say, but I was bedridden at that point. I couldn't photograph anymore. Some days I didn't know my son's name. And a lot of my family and friends were scared, and I was as well. But I got better. I got better and I got better. And then my son got diagnosed with Lyme. My husband got diagnosed with Lyme. And I knew how to fight by then. I knew how to advocate for ourselves. I knew, you know, what kind of doctors that we needed to find. And we all got better. So better that I started to do some photography projects again. I started gardening. And then I got a new tick bite in June of 2021. And then I started it all over again. But this time I had the full force of my education, resources, knowing what doctors like you to find and research and, you know, really just dig in. Unfortunately, between my health and COVID, I had nothing else to do. I couldn't do the photography. And I decided once I started to heal that I needed to help others. So I'm proud to say that I put myself through MindBodyGreen's functional health and wellness program, as well as their functional nutrition program. And then I studied through 4 genetic companies to learn everything that I could to help myself heal, to help my family heal. And I am officially reopening my company as a boutique with fine art photography during my art my art therapy project that I had created, because I wasn't ready to get back into the world. But I, you know, I had this idea and this project that I knew it needed to eventually, you know, come out. And it's been such a blessing. It's been painful. Anybody that's dealt with Lyme, I always say people don't get it until they get it. And then it's, you know, it's just a whole other conversation. And my ultimate goal is to create an online group to help other people with Lyme disease, specifically women. I got told a lot that my weight loss was, you know, not a big deal, that it was hormonal, that it was just anxiety. So anywhere like here, I can use my voice to share, to help someone out there that, you know, is battling it unknowingly. You know, I want to help support them. And if there's a genetic piece, then I have studied through that and I can, you know, help somebody find that just missing piece. And that was it for me. So it's been a journey, but the blessings that I've got out of it have made all the pain and the sadness just fall to the side.
Wow. It really is kind of a curse and a blessing of a disease, right? We Yes. learned so much along that journey. And I always say that some of my best friends I met along my Lyme journey, you know, and I don't even know them in real life, just through Facebook or Zoom. So, you know, that's the good part of it. But wow. So that's a lot. That's a lot. That sounds incredible. So let's go back to, you had initially said that you started researching Lyme on your own when you were having some brain fog and some arthritis issues. What, so did you already know about Lyme? Like, were those your symptoms? And then the lady you met through the cystic fibrosis organization is the one who kind of pushed you to really look into Lyme?
Yeah, I don't recall what pushed me to look for Lyme other than living in Western Pennsylvania my whole life, being a photographer, being outside. I was kind of aware of Lyme disease and aware of ticks, but never really thought twice about it. And we'll thank the brain fog that I don't necessarily recall what pushed it, but I started to look and I started to research. So when she mentioned it, I thought, you know what? I've seen this before. I've read it before. And then I dove head first. I watched all the documentaries. I started following the tick-borne illness working group. I started following Dr. Horowitz everywhere I could find, because unfortunately in my life, conventional medicine has not worked for me. It's not. I had problems with anesthesia. I've had problems with pain medicine, and I just didn't understand why. So I wanted to be prepared with what I was getting into, because I knew it would be a harder path for me.
Yeah. And I was wondering also, so kind of following up back in 2013, so at that time when you really crashed, and in 2014, 2013, I mean, did you have any, I would assume you didn't see a tick bite or didn't see anything. I mean, there was nothing that would worry you. You're just kind of noticing that, yeah, you're tired. You weren't feeling as good as you normally would. I mean, was there any kind of clue as to what was going on at that time?
Absolutely no clue. I didn't have a rash. There was no really need for the doctors to test. You know, it was just arthritis, stress. That was the big thing that my primary care doctor kind of kept going back to, because I was a new mom. At that time, I worked prior to that for 7 years. I worked for the Life Touch Portrait Studios. It was at the time the largest portrait company in the United States. And I was excited, but one of those moms that I'm sure you hear that worked myself to no end. I had 14 portrait studios in 4 states and at max 200 employees. So I was doing great. The company, unfortunately, had a merger and downsized, and I got laid off in 2013. So I kind of think the monster was there. And then when that, you know, unexpected change happened, I think my body kind of got weak. And so it was always kind of, well, you know, you're just stressed, you're tired, you're a new mom. So no one was really, you know, looking anywhere else for me.
Yeah. And then when you get that layoff, I mean, that your identity, that kind of driving force, you know, all of a sudden wasn't there. And So is it kind of soon thereafter then that the crash happened?
Yeah, I would say, I think that all happened in like 2012. And then, so then that was 13. And then I opened my own company, which was great. I was, every weekend I was busy photographing nonprofits and meeting sports celebrities in Pittsburgh. And so I had picked myself back up, but then I just crashed again. And I just think I just went right back into that cycle of work, not taking care of myself, not eating, not really, you know, understanding what was happening. And then that continued until 2016. And then that's when I finally was getting tested. And then 2017, I was officially diagnosed with Lyme disease.
And what did that official diagnosis look like? I mean, how were they able to do that?
I saw a functional medicine doctor outside of Pittsburgh, Dr. Conan Shaw. He was the doctor that my friend Jill was seeing and referred me to. And he ran all these tests I'd never heard of before. And it came back that I had Lyme disease, Mycoplasma pneumonia, Epstein-Barr. I had low iodine. I had low vitamin B. I had low vitamin D. We ended up doing a hair metal analysis test that showed that I had aluminum toxicity and also silver toxicity. And that one threw me off a little bit, but in high school, was a photographer in the darkroom, and in college, a photographer in the darkroom. And as an artist, I was always exposed to chemicals. And in college, I worked for a photo lab that had chemicals. So knowing now that my detox pathways aren't built real well, it makes sense that I was kind of holding on to a lot of those things. And then we discovered the house that we had just purchased had some unknown black mold in my office. So we found a lot. It was a little overwhelming, but I was so excited just to have an answer.
So how did you go about then, kind of strategically, or the doctor strategically to navigate all these things? Because that's a lot to deal with all at once.
Yeah, a lot.
It was, and he described it that it's like peeling an onion. You know, we had to look at the layers first. He was a functional medicine doctor and a clinical nutritionist. So our path was nutrition and supplements. So the first thing was a detox diet to really look at what I was putting in my body to, you know, really give my body a break from what it was fighting by not adding anything else to fight. So, you know, at the time I was full of sugar and gluten and dairy. And so that was the first step, was really changing my diet. And then adding in the supplements. We tried different supplements. The best part, you know, the best advice I could give is to try everything. If it doesn't work, try something else. Like don't just keep trying. So you know, we maneuvered through some different protocols, and we found some things that were great. And I was doing better. And then my son got Lyme disease, so my priorities again shifted to, you know, take care of my son, because he wasn't showing positive on the test, but he was showing all the symptoms. So I found Innovative Family Wellness outside of Pittsburgh that worked with kids, referral from my doctor. But my family ended up switching to Dr. Erickson just because my husband also ended up being diagnosed with Lyme disease. So we all switched care only because it was, you know, we all had to do it. And the same process there, we looked at heavy metals. We looked at parasites. We looked at my diet and just made a plan of, okay, where do we start? And it was one thing at a time. And it's, you know, the biggest thing I tell everybody is it takes time. You know, we all know that we wanted to get better right away, but it takes time. And my doctors had told me that. They said 3 to 5 years. And today is, since treatment, about 5 years. So
right on the money. So, yeah. And I like that you mentioned that they did a hair analysis for your, the metal toxicity, because I too had mercury poisoning, lead poisoning, cadmium. I had like 5 or 6 poisonings, and I'm like, what? Like, how does one even get that? I don't know. So you worked on your diet first, and then what was the next thing? I know they added in a lot of supplements. Did they do them for certain things? Were you trying to kill the Lyme or the metal toxicity, the mold? How did it kind of play out?
At first, we started with working on sometimes my brain doesn't go as fast as my mouth wants it to go still, but I know all the listeners can appreciate that. We looked at the mold first and parasites first, which is an experience all of itself, going through that. No one can prepare you what die-off really is or what a Herxmeyer reaction is until you've done it. So we worked on the mold, we worked on the parasites, and with that kind of worked on some candida. And then once my body was responding better, then we started working on the Lyme disease. And the second time with Lyme, I got a rash. I was jumping up and down. I was so excited. I had this 5-inch diameter rash on my back. And I said, my body's healthy enough to finally tell me this time. So the second time, you know, was a little bit different with our treatment and our plan with that.
And I would assume the second time, I mean, you already knew that you cleared out a lot of these underlying factors. And so it becomes more of a touch up at that time rather than kind of having to bring out the shovel and kind of clear out from the bottom up.
Yeah, I went into it confident that I could beat it again. I did it once. There was a few things that made that a little more difficult. One being COVID. My functional doctor's, he was closed. He wasn't open. In the state we're in, my business was non-essential, and a lot of other things were unfortunately non-essential. So, but I was able to talk to him on the phone, and he said, listen, if you got it this early in a rash, you know, maybe the antibiotics will work. So I thought my body was prepared, and we went down the route of antibiotics, and because I could get into my doctor, I could use my health insurance. And by this point, quite honestly, we spent most of our savings on all of the treatment that I had, you know, the first round. So I felt good. I got on Doxy right away. I felt good enough to go on vacation. Then I crashed and I crashed and I crashed and I crashed. Started to do another round of antibiotics, pulsing antibiotics and antivirals for 7 months. But last year on my birthday, we were out on the lake. Every summer we try to go to the lake because I feel great there. And I was in a hoodie and long pants, and my hands were burning and my skin was burning and my liver hurt. And I told my husband, I said, I just have to. I don't know if the Lyme's cleared at this point, but I have to quit. And I did. But I was still doing the herbals. I still was doing that the entire time, trying to keep my body. But I thought, okay, this is what I have to do, you know? That's when I started to go back to school, because I knew that if I could find this out on my own, you know, I didn't have to go around all these regulations and the insurance and all of this stuff. So I put myself through school to try to figure it out. And I'm just blessed that when my body was struggling, my mind was working. So I would write notes, and I have folders all over my house. And when my brain was working, I would write it down, because I knew there'd be a day where the pieces would fall together and I would have something to share and something that could help someone else that in any way, shape, or form. So being on this is like, I wanted to get here, but I really never thought I could. So I'm just so excited.
That's amazing. And so the, in your studies, I mean, because obviously you base your studies on what you feel was the most important in order to be able to address your situation, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you studied then four different type of genetic programs, DNA programs. So tell me a little bit about that. I mean, why did you feel that that was so important in regards to what you were dealing with versus everything else?
So my first experience with genetics, I was 22 and I had just had gallbladder surgery, a Nissen fundoplication wrap on my stomach, a hiatal hernia repaired, and nobody could really give me any answers of why I couldn't digest food. And someone in the family had found they had a blood clot disorder. So, you know, given all my other health issues, we thought, okay, well, let's look at that test. So that opened up a whole world of, you know, finding I had Leiden factor 5, a clotting disorder, and I really had to change a lot of things. So that went on until I met my husband and found that his family carried a genetic disease that we, you know, we weren't sure if we could have children or if we wanted to risk having children, given that his sister was born with it and had passed away. But the insurance wouldn't cover the genetic testing. So I didn't have that test until after I got pregnant. Then they would cover it. And then we found out I was a carrier. But we chose not to have my son tested. We didn't want to know. We knew it was in God's hands and we were going to handle it. But then all of the stuff started to come back again with my health and the mystery. So 2017, when I got diagnosed with the Lyme, my neurologist, I started to have tremors. I started to have shaking. He had suggested maybe I had Ehlers-Danlos or some connective tissue. So I went to Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh. It was the only genetic counselor I could find. And they said, well, let's check you for some, you know, connective tissue. And with that came no answers, just some, yeah, you have some things. We don't know anything about it. And they, you know, wanted me to go to pain management. And I said, thank you, but that's not the path I want to take. So from there, I started to find anything I could for genetics on my own. I had I could get my son tested through my insurance for some reason. So I had my son tested from THFR. That way I could know my methylation. And then from there, I discovered Dr. Ben Lynch at Seeking Health and StratGene and MTHFR.net. And like my eyes were just opened for the first time that maybe there was something else of why I couldn't really heal with the Lyme. You know, maybe I did know from my first functional doctor with Lyme that I had some HLA issues with possibly chronic Lyme, but I didn't understand it. So once I had the Strat gene, I had it and I understood it. And then that's when I got sick again. So it kind of sat on my desk. And then as I started to go through health coaching school, I realized that I had the confidence. I was getting better by implementing I got to study under Dr. Mark Hyman. So I got to learn things, and I got to study under Dr. Pedro with the happy gut. So I was learning all of these pieces. And then they started to talk about genetics. And I said, I have to pull all of that information back out. And I was in the Facebook group with Dr. Ben Lynch, and they had recommended self-decode with Joe Cohen. And I was like, okay, let's check this one out. And I just loved everything about it. And I tested their program out, but I wasn't quite ready. Unfortunately, the antibiotics I was on gave me a mystery. It took us, well, I should say me and my functional doctor with my conventional doctors, it took us until 30 days ago from last July to find out that I had a severe fungal infection in my small intestine. So, step forward, two steps back. But after just a week of really cleaning that out of my system with Dr. Erickson, my functional doctor that's then beside me, I started to feel wonderful. And I reached out to SelfDecode and I said, I want to learn your platform. I want to learn everything I can about genetics. So I started to study under there. I started to go back through my strat gene reports and I found all these pieces and I was so excited. And I took them to my conventional doctors and they said, these are amazing. I don't know what it means. So then I took it to my functional doctor who understood and we made a plan and it all of the things that I found in my genes of my weak spots were what I was dealing with. And we feel that it's because my body is fighting that infection and I don't know, maybe other infections that we haven't found still. But we knew kind of how to reverse tackle them, so to speak. So I had found out that I have a problem with lipoproteins. So here I am trying to eat healthy and eat spinach and eat almonds. And I find out that I can't break down oxalates. And I find out that I, you know, I have a hard time with dairy. And it makes sense that I always got a bellyache, but, you know, nobody really looked at that when I was a kid. So I found all these pieces that connected. And tomorrow, I am so excited. I have a client and I am going to work with their entire family on genetics and healing. And they also deal with Lyme disease. And, you know, life is good. I feel like I have the energy back that I lost in 2014. And it takes a lot of work. But I think everybody can heal. They just have to find that piece. And whether the piece is genetics or it's nutrition or it's, you know, find a clinic like yours that's willing to listen. I just, you know, that's my biggest message is that there's somebody out there that can help you. You just have to share your story and be willing to feel uncomfortable for them to share their story. And then there's magic.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Interesting that you say your DNA testing because Dr. Carlfelt just had me do this big DNA testing and I'm so excited to get the results of it. And it sounds like I might find out a lot about what you feel. I feel amazing. But, you know, there's always room for improvement, right? And so I'm going to go down this DNA testing route. So I'm anxious to find out how that turns out. So I like that you did that. And it is crazy how when you find different pieces like that out, you know, or you can call it the root cause, you know, in some cases, it makes you look back on your whole life journey and realize, oh, like that's why that happened. Or, you know what I mean? You can kind of really fit all the puzzle pieces together once you have all the information. So that's great. That's great.
So how, for people listening that never heard of, you know, DNA testing or genetic testing, I mean, so from what I'm hearing, you then learned what you shouldn't eat, yeah, based upon your genetics. You also learned then in regards to your ability to detoxify, yeah, that you had challenges there. So that was one of the reasons that you accumulate a lot of these heavy metals from your photographing days and from the labs, etc. What else did you learn from that? What else was beneficial for people to hear why they should do DNA testing?
Yeah, those things in itself were life-changing. It was part of the reason my family decided we were going to sell and move. We live in an industrial area. There's a nuclear power plant near us and a cracker plant. And my genetics specifically say that I should avoid things like the area that I'm in. So, you know, I grew up in a small town and I moved to a big city. And now I'm going to move to even bigger all over the place because you know, that's what's good for me. And, you know, I talked to some of my family and they're like, how can you do that? I'm like, how can I not? You know, I want to have the best life and optimal health. So if for me, optimizing that is going to the ocean, then I'm going to go to the ocean. And if that's, you know, avoiding dairy because I'm lactose intolerant, then, you know, I'm going to find alternatives. And finding that spark of health makes all of those things seem a little bit easier to do. And you know, going through health coaching, my husband said, even if you don't coach a person, the stuff that you've learned for us and our family is, it's just been well worth it.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. I just kind of supporting your family and being there and not being dependent on other people for all the little things. I mean, sometimes obviously there are bigger things that are happening and then it's good to have support. But there's so many things that you can take care of within the family unit with knowledge.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, knowledge is power, I think. The more tools you have in your toolbox and you know, it's hard enough just to deal with Lyme yourself and then a second round of it, but then to have to help your whole family. Like I just couldn't even fathom. I could hardly help myself. So kudos to you. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. And there was that was your mission. And that's the reason why you got through it.
And how's your son and your husband? How are they doing?
They are doing well. My son, I laugh because he's 11 and a half and he knows more about nutrition than most adults I know. So I'm excited that he is going to be prepared to have the best life. We know his genetics as well. We know he struggles a little bit with some vitamins and minerals, so we can work on food with that and, you know, really maximize. The joke around here is that a lot of the people in my husband and myself's family are tall, but my husband and I are short. And since I learned genetics and I learned food and what ways to optimize my son's health, he's almost as tall as my husband and I. So we've seen a lot of changes in him, a lot with his height. He is definitely going to be taller than us. So they're doing well. My husband is doing well. He is never had the type of Lyme treatment that I have, but he gets the after effects of, well, listen, maybe these supplements will work for you. And then I'm the one that buys the groceries. So, you know, getting rid of the dairy and the sugar just came natural for him. So we're all doing wonderful.
That's so great to hear.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you have a website. So what is that website and what can people find on that?
Yes, my website is clicksforacause.com. So when I started my photography company, I called it Clicks for a Cause because we were photographing nonprofits and helping raise money. So it was perfect. And then once I decided to kind of change careers, I still do photography, but I now do precision health coaching. And with that, I use my schooling as holistic health and genetics. So we kind of look at your whole big picture of health. You know, is it the stress of your job? Is it the, you know, running yourself ragged on your schedule? You know, what's a big picture of your health? And then we look at genetics. And with Self-Decode, I can analyze labs. I can order customized supplements. So I have all of this freedom to, you know, really work with patients and work with their doctor. So if someone's struggling or wants genetic testing, I can order the testing, I can analyze it, or just give them the reports for their doctor. And then with that, I have a boutique where my art is on there. We're actually honoring my sister-in-law, April, who she was an artist. And my son is taking some of her artwork and designing some limited edition products for our shop. So, and then we're building a community. I'm just putting the final touches on it for patients, women to come for just support and to share their stories and to know that people can heal and to be in a room full of women or moms that are fighting for themselves and their health. Like it's just such a powerful force. So, you know, I have all that on the website now. That the group will go live here by the end of the month. So all of that information's on the website. And then just a little bit about my story and what we went through, because I know there's someone out there listening that has traveled the same path as me. And if I could, one person sparks that. So, you know, I share what I can on the website. When I was younger, I did pageants and modeling and I liked being in the spotlight. And then I didn't want anyone to see me. So I'm trying to get back out there and share my story and, so yeah, it's weird being a photographer and being on the other side and having my picture and my video and hearing my voice. But yeah, it's I'm trying to put that all out on the website, and I'm going to put the links to your guys' information on there so people can find you guys. And if there's any other, you know, doctors or any referrals that you guys have that I can help get the information out, because I know that there's all of these little doctors and these little facilities and places like yours that people just say don't know about. So you know, that's my big picture goal, is to just help kind of share and bring it together. Because I was fortunate that I had the time and then I had the support that I could find all of this information out. And now I want to make sure everybody else can, because I did the work. I did all the research and the work. I've actually had my medical records from birth. And I knew with Dr. Shaw that I was going to do something with photography. So I've been doing self-portraits for the last 5 years. And I'm working with a local artist to write a song for me about my journey. And that will just be the cherry on the top, so to speak, for my photography career, is to, you know, do that self-portrait of what Lyme really looks like. And, you know, when my doctors, you know, had no answers for me and I was 99 pounds, like I was not uncomfortable with my body. I was not uncomfortable. I was in pain. And I did some photographs while my husband and my son were gone. I had the house to myself and I said, okay, you can do this. It's going to be cleansing. It's going to be healing. And I put all my skills together and I can't wait to share it. It's vulnerable. It's beautiful. My best friend and my husband and the person singing, making the song for me have seen it. And they've all just said, wow. And I hope that I can inspire people with that. I mean, I was given these skills as a photographer. Most people don't go to college for art and be able to have a living with that. And I was fortunate to do that. And, you know, I will continue to do that. But yeah, it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey.
And when will this be available for people to see and hear?
Oh, I'm hoping. I shouldn't do that. I'm a health coach. Smart goals. Okay. I got put my coaching back on. Smart goals. Let me see here.
The target date is
April 1st.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I have a symptom tracker ebook is what I use. I track my symptoms. I journaled everything. I have that ready to go. I have the ebook on genetics. I'm waiting for one thing of editing, and then my self-portraits. I'm working on a large book, but that will take a little bit more time. I had my first surgery when I was 5, and you know, had a lot of other history, health history that I want to share with the world. And but for now, the Lyme piece. So April 1st. I'm just going to say April 1st.
Put it out there. You got to put it out there. Yeah.
From your mouth to the universe, April 1st.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes. That's so amazing. And like you said, you know, you had the knowledge and was able and the time to be able to dig up all these resources, which is wonderful, because so many of us that battle Lyme, we don't have the cognitive function to do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so we don't even know where to begin, because we can't actually process things in our mind on, you know, it's kind of like you get up, you brush your teeth, you take a shower, you get dressed. Well, sometimes we don't even know what order we're supposed to do those in. We just, it sounds silly. And like you said at the very beginning, unless you don't get it until you get it. And it's very true with Lyme. And so I'm grateful for you that you're being vulnerable, and you have to do that in order to have your voice heard and for it to mean something. So I'm super excited to follow that and just see what you're able to accomplish. I know you're going to do amazing things, and I know that you haven't shared your story much. So we're kind of the first ones to get, what do they call that when you get an exclusive, right?
Yes. Yeah,
we've exclusive. Got Wendy's exclusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're grateful, and it's really, what a powerful story, and I'm so excited to see you unveil, you know, your all the art that's gonna be available April 1st. I'm so excited about that.
I'm excited too. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that someone else shared their story, and that's how, you know, you reached out to me, and you know, there's power in that. So yeah, anyone that's sharing their story, I have a few people that I've already talked to that hopefully will be on your show and share their story, and you know, we'll all continue to really bring this disease. I mean, I'm in Pennsylvania, and I work with the PA Lyme Network, and you know, I try to work with even my son's school, because there's, you know, we're the highest state, you know, with Lyme disease, and no one's talking about it. And I'm in the, I think the third highest county, and nobody talks about it. So, you know, we just need to share and talk about it. And if that takes me showing me at my weakest, then in my strongest, because today I've not felt any stronger than I feel right now talking to you. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's been amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for everything that's going to come about. I mean, it's going to be so cool. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so, so much. We will definitely stay in touch.
Thank you again. It's been wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeldt.